in the Garden of Affliction. Words from Jesus.
But we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:3-5. My children often tend to see the time they spend in the garden of affliction as a time of languishing and sorrow, a place where they fear to tread. The ground seems harsh and rocky, the outlook grim. But I know the breadth, depth, and height of this garden. And I am with you in this place. I know its every corner, and I understand your every suffering and difficulty. This time in the garden may appear to be shrouded in darkness, but wonderful grace can grow from affliction, greater compassion for others, and tenderness, sympathy, and long-suffering. The times of affliction and the things you suffer on earth work to prepare your spirit and character, both for the present life and for the next life. Trust me and pray fervently that my purposes will be established in your heart and spirit through every time of trouble, through all that you experience in this life, because you love me and trust me, you grow spiritually and you gain eternal benefits and rewards. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is in vain. Every experience can benefit your spiritual growth and can serve to draw you closer to me if you will allow it. I know that when you are going through trying times, it can be difficult to endure, but if you let me comfort you, you will find rest in the assurance that things won't always be like that. The cross to bear is heavy for those who are afflicted, but with it come blessings and my grace. Why afflictions? Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. James 1:2-4. There are many reasons why you experience afflictions and times of testing in this life. There are many lessons and blessings you can receive through them. Seek me when you face a time of affliction to understand what you can learn through it, what you can do to rise above it, and how you can grow through it. Sometimes the cause of your affliction might be physical, something in your diet or health that you need to pay attention to or change. Sometimes you might need a time of rest, either physically, spiritually, or both. As your body ages, you often face new afflictions or physical weakness, and you have to make adjustments for that stage of life. Sometimes there's something out of alignment in your life that needs to be corrected or adjusted. And this time of affliction draws you close to me, as you remain under the shelter of my wings and in communion with me. Sometimes I allow a minor affliction in your life so that you will be moved to pray for those who are desperate for your prayers for their much larger afflictions. Sometimes affliction serves to humble you and draw you closer to me. It can help you to gain more compassion, understanding, or brokenness for others. Sometimes times of affliction give you a break from your normal routine, a chance to step back and see things from a different perspective. No matter what you are facing, bring your every care and anxiety to me, and I will give you comfort and faith. My promises in my word will remind and encourage you that by faith you can rise above and rest in me and receive spiritual treasures from every experience. There is always good that I want to bring out of everything you go through in life, which you can keep and treasure. In every situation, as you come to me and seek me, whether you are healed quickly or the affliction lingers, I will give you my grace and strength for times of trouble. My hope, peace, and promise of blessing will be with you through your time of affliction. I will give you my comfort and the joy of my presence as you take time for prayer for others or for praise and thankfulness for the many blessings I give you. When you face long-term battles with affliction, continue to come to me and hold on to my word and promises. Tell me your fears and let me wipe away every trace of fear or anxiety. I know it's difficult to go through these times of afflictions, and I feel your pain and weep with you. In your weakness and brokenness, you are truly a testimony of faith and perseverance. Others who see how weak, afflicted, and even discouraged you are at times also see how you continue to trust in me, praise me, and how when it seems you can't walk one more step, I give you the strength to continue to put all your hope in me. Strength in weakness. And then he told me, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Through all that you suffer, you can learn to manifest understanding and compassion for others who suffer. When you're battling an affliction and turn to me for help in prayer, you can also say a prayer for others. Pray for those with critical life and death conditions and for the health and well-being of others. And as you pray for these and thank me for other afflictions that I have healed you from, you'll see that the burden of your affliction will be easier to bear. Don't give in to despair or fear with every new affliction you face, but thank me for the good health you do have. Seek me in prayer and remember that I will never let you suffer more than you are able to bear and will always bring my promised deliverance. I see your silent tears and I feel the intensity of your pain. I see the times that you praise me even in the midst of affliction as you smile, you walk in faith, trusting in me and my will in your life. For this, you will be blessed. Come to me and spend time with me to be renewed and strengthened. For when you are weak, I am strong, and I can renew your strength so that in spirit you will mount up with wings of the eagle and run and not be weary and walk and not faint. My grace is sufficient for you, and my presence will always be with you. So take comfort in my word and promises, for I will never fail to help you and comfort you. Take these quiet moments in my arms and be refreshed. This time of affliction and suffering is not worthy of comparing with the glory that will be revealed in you. So come to me in your time of sickness and seek me fervently, and allow me to manifest my power through your weakness. Lean fully on me, keeping your eyes fixed on me and the eternal joy that awaits you. One day you will see that this time that has been so difficult to bear and to understand will reap eternal rewards and blessings.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.